I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
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 Yay!
Hello.
Look at us, here again a week later.
God, this consistency is incredible.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I hope you guys are appreciating this incredible
I think Mickey froze as soon as I said that consistency is incredible.
No!
Mickey froze.
Oh, and you're back.
I'm not frozen. I didn't freeze on my end.
Oh, you froze so hard, but I thought you were doing a bit.
So hard.
That would have been really funny.
You were just talking about how well and smooth this is going thus far.
Yeah.
And then it immediately...
I don't know why I would have frozen.
That's so funny.
The internet's fine.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
I don't know.
Are you gaslighting us? Because,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I just have a very still face.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. I have a very still face. I'm famously non-expressive.
Famously. Nobody knows what she's thinking.
How are we all? Sarah, should we start with you?
Please start with me. Oh,
yeah.
What a,
I want to
what
hear
a great management of the meeting.
I'm taking minutes as well.
I am well. I have nothing to tell you. The tits are still gone. I'm healing up nicely.
If there is going to be an update next week where they're back, that would be very confusing.
What a roller coaster it would be. It would be crazy.
The tits are back.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I got some crazy news for you guys. They found me.
They unlocked the door and they walked in.
Is it like the tooth fairy where you put them under your... pillow, and then the boob fairy comes.
I got a shiny new pound coin for my tits.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah,
because it's by weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a penny for a gram.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are. I first went to go and see my chest for the first time, because I had to have a week of just wearing a full on bandage, so I didn't see it. And then I went after a week, and she was like, the nurse was saying, as she was taking all my dressings off, she was like, some people come in and they like keep saying that they keep having dreams where their boobs are back. And I was like, oh, I haven't had any dreams like that. And she was like, oh, good, because honestly, I wouldn't even know where to find them right now. So
right now,
yeah. She's lost track of them.
Maybe later.
They're on the dark web, I'm afraid.
On the dark web. Right now, she's got a lot on, so she can't see it yet.
I've got people looking into it.
Oh my God. Okay, well, this is good. So you're feeling good, but you've nothing to say.
I have, very exciting
for the listener.
Brilliant podcasting.
Have you just been inside?
I've been inside a lot. My brother came to stay with his girlfriend at the weekend. Big pod news, actually. I do have news. My brother's girlfriend listens to the podcast. Her name's Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hello, Jess.
She listened to an episode where I made a claim that my brother's middle names were... So his full name was Thomas William Arthur Keyworth. My brother's girlfriend turns up. She's like, you know that's not his name, right?
Oh, my God. What's his name?
His name is... I think it's one
of
those...
Sarah, you don't even know.
Because I called my mom because I was like, "What's Tom's name?" And it's one of them, but not the other.
She was like, "It's not even Tom. Like, where are you getting these names?"
I was like, "Why do I think his name's Thomas William Arthur Keyworth?" And she was like, "Because those are your dad's middle names, and we just kept calling Tom that for a laugh."
Well, that's fine. That's not your fault.
They kept saying it in the house.
Yeah, that's fine. You're fine.
It was a shock.
It sounds like it was a shock.
And
it
I also felt like I really, didn't know the man standing in front of me anymore.
It's all a really good barometer of like what is sort of like considered like crazy news in Sarah world right now.
Right now. I don't know my own brother's name. That's quite big news.
That's pretty crazy.
It's quite big news. Yeah.
Yeah. It's absurd.
It also is absurd, big news. Isn't it, Lucius?
It's oh my god!
I don't know what you're talking
Betrayal
about.
Everywhere, left, right, and center. My brother's getting married next year.
Yeah.
Oh, very exciting!
You're looking at a groomsman.
No way!
Yay!
He asked me at the weekend.
Congrats!
Thank you.
Amazing.
How many very groomsmen excited. Are there? How special is this?
I think there's going to be me and two others.
Oh, that's good. That's special.
So, yeah, it's not like I'm in a rugby team or something.
No. Because sometimes there's like 12 and you're like, do any of these boys even...
Yeah, and then you're like, there's more people standing up here than sitting down there. And at that stage, what's the point?
Yeah, you're out of friends now.
Yeah. Half of the congregation is empty chairs right now because we all have to sit down.
It's like that video that went viral fucking really long time ago where they did that dance. Do you remember that at the wedding?
Which dance? There's so many wedding dances.
Yeah, it was like the first one that really went like big viral. And then it was like a dance down the aisle and all, and then they parodied it in The Office US, which is how I knew about it.
But I'm trying to convince my brother to do a flash mob at his wedding.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. It was like crazy viral.
I've seen the office scene, but not the reference.
I probably have seen it, but there are so many wedding dance videos that I couldn't tell you the OG wedding dance video.
You have to know where the sources start.
Mm. Okay, I'll look it up on the Wikipedia app.
Yes. Hello, I got a message from a girl, and she was like, "I also have the Wikipedia app." It was very exciting.
Yeah, and that person's Instagram name was Nikki Toverman. And all the pictures are of you.
I don't see a problem. No holes.
Your lost twin.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Did we talk about this? Because my sister's also getting married. I think they're getting married probably around the same time. When's your brother's wedding?
Let's say the date at the same time. And if it's the same date, what if they're marrying each other?
Okay. And what if they're not? I'll be even more angry.
Yeah. Because then we could be related.
We could be related. All right, here
Hold
we go.
Up. Now I've thought this, I can't let it go. Let me call my brother.
Wait, you don't know the date?
No, I know the date. I just wanted to marry your sister instead.
Yeah, it has to happen now. We'll get on that for like the next pod.
I'll call him. I'll say, I know your heart is set on Jess, but hear me out.
Yeah.
I want to be related to Mickey.
It's important that anything funny. That like to do with your brother starts with you saying the word I.
Yeah, hear me out. Yeah. I feel as though knowing you so well, Thomas William Arthur.
Yeah. Are you ready for the date? We'll go after three.
Wait, no, I can't say this because it's not. They've not sent their save the dates out yet.
Okay, we'll bleep it.
Can we bleep it?
We'll bleep it, but we'll go after three.
Okay.
Lucas, we'll give it, just give it Lucas.
Please bleep this, Lucas. I'll be in so much trouble.
Yeah. I'll make a note.
Okay,
don't
here
worry.
We go. 1, 2, 3. June.
Bleep!
Perfect. I don't have to do anything.
It's not the same date. I'm too scared to say it.
Oh, it's not the same? Okay, good.
It's not the same. June 8th.
June 8th. We don't have bridal parties. I don't know if we talked about this before.
Oh, no.
So it's just she has two witnesses and he has two witnesses.
Like a crime.
Like a crime. Yeah. A crime is being committed.
So
we're the witnesses. Everyone in the audience, they're the victims.
So you have lots of people there, but two people are assigned witnesses.
Yes. And so that's me and my sister. I was really laughing because it was like, Anouk, my sister who's getting married, she was like very scared because she'd asked my other sister to be, master of ceremonies. So to do like the emceeing.
Yeah.
And, she was like so scared to tell me like, is that okay? I imagine because she's just like, you know, well, Mickey does that professionally or whatever. But I was like, one, you're closer to my other sister, so it would be absolutely mad. But two, like, I don't want to work at your wedding.
No.
this is great for me. Like, I don't want to have to do anything, really.
My brother was like, do you want to be a groomsman? You don't have to do anything. And I was like, that's the best way you can be asked.
Are you going to do the
You get a special role. I don't think so. I think his best man is going to... He has a best man. Or I think he's thinking about having a best man. He hasn't decided. All of the details of this are supposed to be secret.
But you're just blabbing it all over the place.
Left, right,
on the
and
podcast.
Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't think I'm responsible for the stag do.
But are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going, Magaluf, baby.
Hell yeah.
We're going Magaluf.
Lads on tour.
Wait, is this the first time you'll be a groomsman?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was in the wedding party this year at a wedding, but it was a genderless wedding.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the same title.
You didn't get to be a groomsman.
But then I was sort of master of ceremonies at that, but I didn't have a microphone, so it was just me squawking over noise for the whole day. Could everybody look over here, please?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that story.
There was no dignity.
No, there's no dignity in that.
No.
You can project, surely.
Do you know how many times I had to ding a glass that day? Ugh, humiliating. You can get away with dinging a glass once.
How many glasses did you go through? Oh, okay.
You can get away with it once. But when you're on your seventh ding of the day, people stop respecting you.
Yeah. That was the problem of that wedding, is that you were getting zero respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, I didn't come here to be disrespected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think your brother saying to you, you don't have to do anything, do you think that's a form of disrespect?
No, I think it's the highest form of respect in my family.
Okay, nice.
I'm inviting you to be a part of this. I am putting no pressure on your shoulders. Mwah.
Mwah.
Delicious.
That is delicious. And then you get to do the thing with all the lads, where you get to do all the same suits.
Yeah. Matching outfits.
Matching outfits.
That's the only bit that's ever fun. Wanted.
Yeah, that's the only bit that I think is real fun.
That's what a wedding's really about.
So. Everyone's dressing up the same way.
It's a costume party, isn't it? It's a big old costume party.
It's basically a costume party.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, God. How's the obsession going?
Oh, it's thriving.
Yeah.
It's going strong. We're making carrot cake.
Spooky carrot cake?
Yeah, is that Halloween?
Is there anything is there anything scary about carrots?
Guys, they're orange.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is so low in your
When you say Halloween, what colour do you think of? Answer me honestly.
Orange.
I guess orange.
Thank you. We're having a carrot cake. Get your head out of your ass, Lucas.
But
how are you guys?
The cake isn't even orange. The cake is brown.
Fuck off, Mickey.
What? Fuck off. I'm sorry. I don't mean to not support you in your Halloween obsession, but I just feel like you will
hate
you need to aim
podcast.
Higher. I just want more for you and Louisa. That's
I just want people to agree with me.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, you really haven't been out of the house.
Oh, I'm getting really stressed.
Scariest things in the world.
Thank you.
Sarah is slowly deteriorating into like a little boy.
I have 3 layers on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're throwing tantrums.
I've got so many clothes on.
Okay.
I want to go back to work. I miss
my life.
Do you
take your clothes off at work?
Yeah.
I was at a gig yesterday with Vittorio, and he said it was supposed to be a thank fuck for that fest.
Yeah. He penciled me in for a gig.
You weren't ready.
No, because I've got to wear so many layers of clothing that I'm really struggling with the heat.
Oh, you've got 3 layers of clothing on because of...
Yeah, so I have this vest. I have to wear this compression vest. I think I said this last time. And it's real tight and it makes my skin sore. So it like rubs on my skin. So the advice was to wear a t-shirt under it. So I've got a t-shirt, the vest, and then the top that you're seeing.
Oh.
And the
plan... Why are you wearing the top that I'm seeing?
Because I can't sit here in this crazy compression vest that looks like a life jacket.
Why not?
Because it's a corset, Mickey. I'm going to show you what it looks like. I won't be able to hear you.
This is not the 1800s, Mickey.
I'll unplug my headphones. It's a corset. I sent a picture to my mum. She was like, have you lost weight? And I was like, no, I'm being compressed.
Yeah.
Stay there.
It's...
I can see you laughing. You worms. You're a pair of worms.
So
I can't
funny.
Hear what you're saying, but I know
I'm gonna,
you're
I'm
being
gonna
wormy.
Say what they look it's, like when you put your
you
headphones
both.
Back on.
I trusted you. This was a moment of trust. This was a moment of trust.
You have so many
supposed
opinions.
To be my friend. Fuck you.
We're still waiting for Sarah to put their headphones back in.
Okay, I can hear you again now.
They're in.
I was very respectful and I waited for
you
to put your headphones
thoughts.
Back in. Looks mental.
It's horrible.
That somehow looks like you're in like a SWAT team.
Yeah. Yeah, all
like
of them.
You look like a war journalist. Like a journalist in a
perfect.
War.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really looks like a SWAT one, but it looks
like a
like
bulletproof
one,
vest.
Yeah, like a bulletproof vest, but then one where they didn't really care whether or not it fit you right.
They gave me the
they
wrong
didn't
size.
Have the right size.
they were like, that fits. And I'm like, I have
it
on like...
It feels weird that you have to put on a corset when you've just got your tits chopped off. You're like, listen, guys, we're going backwards here.
The horrible irony of trying to have a more masculine physique and then being forced into this beautiful hourglass figure. I've never been more curvy. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Okay, you can have your tits chopped off, but let's accentuate your waist. Okay, sweetheart?
Yeah.
It's give and take.
But
okay,
the
boys are not going to like you like this, Sarah. So.
I've got it on like there's 3 different like hooks, like a bra,
Great.
Ironically. And but for when I first woke up after the surgery, it was on the tightest setting. And also, as I mentioned before, I was swollen. And I was in the hospital and the nurse came round to do her rounds and I was like, I can't really breathe in this. And she was like, yeah, it's meant to be tight. And I was like, but I think breathing is gotta be a priority. Like, I get that compression is important, but I think breathing is up there.
Yeah.
I personally, if we're gonna put them in a list, I'd
not
put
to be a diva.
Sorry.
Not to be a diva, but for me, staying alive is like a huge part of the list.
Mm. Yeah, like sorry for kicking off, but.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's got to be tight. And she just left me. Yeah.
I think probably the fact that you were breathing and talking to her made her think that you actually were breathing.
She was a medical professional, so she probably noticed that.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things that was like on your chart.
She picked that up.
Is breathing.
Yeah, definitely breathing. Because whinging.
Is it less uncomfortable now?
It's better with the t-shirt underneath, but like, it's not been for so, given that you have to wear it for 6 weeks, it has not been designed with any comfort in mind, so all the seams are like really hard and like it's making my skin really dry and it's like rubbing on it. Listen, I'm going through a lot, guys.
You are. Yeah. You said that you had nothing to talk about, but this is really interesting.
Turns out I'm having a therapy session.
I find it really interesting because I'm like, what other surgery or thing would need a compression vest?
I think a lot of them, I didn't realise this, but I think a lot of surgeries on your torso.
Right.
Because the idea is, one, to stop the swelling. It compresses you so much it stops you swelling. But two, it is to protect your scars from stretching. So keeping your body compressed so that it doesn't like impact the visual, like the healing of the scars and how they look, so that you want them as thin as possible. So like, I think people who have like liposuction and stuff will have to wear like a compression garment, is what it's called.
Liposuction on your chest?
No, on your stomach.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So fascinating. It's really fascinating to me because I don't have to wear it. So, you know, I can just be like, oh, that's really interesting from like an academic point of view. Please tell me more about your discomfort, Sarah.
The intrigue has worn off.
Yeah, not for me though. So I'm glad you're still wearing it.
Any other questions? Any other queries? Mm. I've got two of them, so I can wash them.
Are they a different colour? Did you get to choose the colour?
Something like that.
No, I did think it would be nice if there was a slightly spiffier one.
But you're wearing your shirt over it anyway. You refuse to wear it out.
I accidentally took
Shake
the bin
it off
out.
Again.
I accidentally took the bin out just wearing it. I just stepped out of the house and Louisa was with me. And she was taking one bin and I was taking the other. And the plan was that I would stop at the door and she'd come and get the other one. But I forgot and just walked out of the house. And she turned around to look at me and was like, what are you doing? Because I look crazy.
What I like to think is, if I had seen that, if I saw a person with a compression vest, not knowing what it was, thinking obviously it was a bulletproof vest, outside, just, you know, just like a neighborhood in London, I would have been like, that person is so paranoid.
Yeah.
What, they think it's going to happen right here?
You think people are after you? You think you're special?
Yeah. Yeah.
What in reality, what it actually looks like is I'm wearing a really tight waistcoat. And if I wear it at home with just like a white t-shirt underneath, I look like it looks like a fashion choice from the early noughties. And Louisa's like, we need to get you like a little skinny
tie.
The
best time for fashion.
Yeah, and like a trilby hat. And you'll fit right in from that era. So, I'm thriving. How are you guys?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, aren't the 2000s back, though, fashion-wise?
I don't think the waistcoat is coming
back,
is it?
No. But the low-cut jeans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come back. The waistcoat will be back in fashion after my 6 weeks are up.
Lucas, swallow those birds that you said right back in. There's nothing cool about pants that make you your butt show.
Wait, well, what did Lucas cool. say?
I said low-cut jeans, and then Lucas was like, yeah, those are cool. I love pants that make my butt show.
Well, I don't think they're cool, but... culturally they're cool.
Oh, they
the
are
moment,
cool
with their
in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
oh,
here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get it then,
but the
and
pants
I don't get
are
it
down.
Now. But what I do like that's back is the wide jeans.
Baggy.
That's nice. I'm glad that that's back because actually that's a lot better than skinny.
I just bought a pair of baggy jeans, but got the size wrong. Too baggy. Overshot it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'd be tripping over them.
That's not cool.
I was on your Instagram, Sarah. Just perving.
What are you doing there?
I was perving. Just perving around. And I was clicked on that. Your comments are so bonkers. There's like... there's like so many straight girls who are like... I don't know what to think anymore. Like... I feel the amount of people that I think their like percentage has gone up just from like if we're talking about a scale, then like that's just it's like insane.
They really make me laugh. One of them, somebody commented something about being attracted to me, saying like I'm straight but I'm attracted to this person.
Yeah.
And then somebody else commented on it saying, "Thank God it's not just me." And it really made me laugh. The phrasing of it, of like, oh my God.
Yeah, I thought I was a freak.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what
I'm a dirty pervert. Yeah.
But honestly, it is mental. I was just like, wait, how many of these does Sarah get? Like, it was just so, so, so much of them. And it was all straight girls.
Yeah.
Or, girls who perceive themselves to be straight.
My DMs are a wild, wild west as well. occasionally, like, Louisa will be like, can I see what the crazies have been sending you?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll go through it together and she's like, this is... Because the normal people comment and they'll just comment those sort of, like, you know, it's a lot, but it's nice things. This person's cute. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the people that don't want to be seen. They're the ones you have to watch.
It is mad. Yeah. Must be fun for Louisa.
Oh, she hates it. She hates it so much.
Really?
How could she hate it? It's like having a precious jewel that everybody wants.
Yeah, I'll tell her that. I'll go and tell her that. Have you noticed that dating me is like having a precious jewel that everybody wants?
Not my words.
Have you? I'm just saying, have you noticed that?
And you are the jewel keeper of sorts.
Yes. You get to have me.
And this terrible flat is your jewellery box.
Yes, absolutely. This polish me.
Well, yikes. Yikes.
Yikes.
No, yikes actually for polish me.
Josh, oh, yikes.
I liked that. I liked that. Nah.
How are you, Lucas?
I'm good. I'm good. I was relating to what you just said, Sarah. Noelle likes to see my DMs as well. Mm. She's very interested. I've gotten a few more recently because I've sold out and made a part two to my my successful viral video, and so I made a part two. Do you got to capitalize?
Yeah, and what sort of things are people messaging?
Taking a book out of just messages of adoration. No, all sorts of one guy messaged something really weird actually. What was it? He said something like, "I'd love to have an arm wrestle with you."
Oh God.
Because it's climbing, and so he's like, "I'd always like to have an arm wrestle. I've always wanted to have an arm wrestle with a climber."
Really?
And then he said, "I bet you are really good at those forearms and grips." So,
It's so specific.
This is sexual. This is sexual.
It's so specific. Yeah. It can't be anything else, can it?
Yeah.
I guess
I,
not.
I got a text from... did I tell you that I've been seeing a personal trainer?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
top surgery specialist. Yes. They're called Blake, and they text me saying, "Just listening to this with a screenshot of the podcast. You should tell Lucas that climbing is a very lesbian / non-binary / trans mask pursuit."
Damn it!
There you
again.
Go.
Every
and
time.
That's from an expert. That's from an expert.
As is being on this podcast,
absolutely.
We've
yeah. Yeah. By default, people think you're both lesbians now.
Yummy.
It's bound to happen.
Well, Lucas, it's already happened with you.
Lucas has accepted his fate.
I have.
It's already happened by the sounds of it. I have never... I don't get a lot of thirsty people, but I did once get one guy who was like, just very much like, I will pay you this amount a week to be your sugar daddy. Normal
is that,
profile.
Is that how you met Patrick?
And that's the story.
That's your meet cute.
And we've been together ever since.
I would love for Patrick to give me 7,000 a week.
What was that? How much it was?
Wow.
Oh, did I not say that? Oh, did I not say that?
7,000 a week.
Yeah. But then, and normal profile, just name and just everything there.
What's his handle? What's his handle?
Right. And then I said this to someone, and then they were like, yeah, those are the people that have been kicked off, like, OnlyFans and stuff. And they're now just desperate, like, they just message, like, basically normal women.
What do you think, what would be your cutoff for OnlyFans? For instance, I'd do foot stuff. I'd definitely make a foot page.
Would you?
Yeah, if times were tough.
Yeah. What is there?
Anything you can think of, I reckon.
Arm wrestling with Lucas.
Yeah.
Bet there's definitely a market for that, aren't there?
Yeah.
I should consider that.
Me and Lucas topless arm wrestling. Like...
I feel like foot stuff, yes, because also I would, it might help me get over my own foot stuff, which is that I just think feet are gross.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of it.
Do you think your own feet are gross?
Which I guess hate and love are very close together, so maybe I'm actually a pervert.
Yeah, you're on the edge of tipping over into foot stuff.
Yeah. It's like, no, you actually love it. Yeah, no, I just don't like it.
Do you not like your own feet?
No, get out. I don't.
I had a
dance teacher once, and I said, I don't like feet. And then she said, she was like very like spiritual and stuff, and she was like, but they are the things that carry you around all day.
She's so right. That's so true.
And I genuinely felt really guilty and felt like apologizing to my feet.
You should apologize.
And I looked at them and I was like, gross, I'll never apologize to you.
Get out of here.
I love my feet. I talk to them every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do they say?
My favourite thing to do is to pretend my foot's a telephone, or Louisa's foot's a telephone.
That's a good bit. I do that bit.
That's really funny.
Yeah. And I answer it, and then she has to answer her other foot, obviously.
Wow. It's like... it's like those paper cup phones you had as kids.
Yeah.
How limber is she?
Oh, she's pretty limber.
Louisa, come in here.
I have a load of brag.
That's quite impressive.
She can answer her own foot telephone, if you know what I mean.
But she can answer her own foot... I do know what you mean. I find that very... That's a very straightforward thing you just said. But I just find it impressive knowing that you've answered her other foot.
I was calling. I'm always calling.
You're always calling.
She never initiates this game.
Oh, she never calls you on her foot phone.
She left you on hold.
She calls
first
me on other things.
First thing to bring up in therapy, I think.
I think so.
Obviously, inevitably, you guys go to couples therapy.
Yeah, she calls me on like bananas and ketchup bottles and things, but she never calls me on the foot.
It's rude.
We're working on it.
Yeah, I love fake phone calls, but I do. There's nothing funnier. I always do it when I ran into people in Edinburgh. I would always be walking with my earphones in, just listening to music or whatever, and I would always end the like chat that way, because I usually would just take out one earpod and then have a chat with people. But in Edinburgh, you see so many people, so you often just want to like go on. But I'd just be like, I'm on a call. And then I...
You did that to me like 7 times in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I think it's really funny. Yeah. Oh, sorry, actually, I'm... Yeah.
One time I called Mickey and she said she was on the phone. Yeah, I do pretend to be on the phone in Edinburgh, but it's a brutal city, and you can't go more than a few paces without running into someone you know, so you have to have a technique.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did it like... It was clearly a joke. I clearly wasn't on the phone with anybody.
Oh, whereas I actually do it. I do it all the time. Walk around with your headphones on and you just go, I'm sorry, I'm just...
Yeah, that's good.
It's my mom.
It's my mother.
This is my mother.
It's like, but you're doing it way too over the top.
Yeah.
You like come in with a lot of details that no one would want to know.
It's my mother. She's got a back problem. She's on her way to the hospital. I'm driving the ambulance. Leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lucas. Whoa. I was watching Luke there.
You got halfway there and then you gave up.
I saw that.
But I was like, I was trying to shorten your name to make it nicknamey, but then I realised your name's already a nickname.
Lukey.
Don't. Lukey. Don't. That's what my mum called me. Please don't.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're your mothers now.
Yeah, if you haven't understood this dynamic, Lucius, we're your mothers now.
We've adopted you.
Yeah.
Legally.
Legally. Yeah. And you live separately, so, what happened with are you divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do we not give off divorce energy?
What happened?
Do you not get that from how many times I told Mickey to fuck off earlier?
Oh, that was, yeah, I sensed some tension, actually. Was it amicable or was it messy?
Oh, so it was horrible.
It was not amicable.
Yeah.
And Sarah got everything.
I took everything.
My dignity.
Yeah.
My chairs.
And you have to raise me in a broken home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think we're doing a really good job.
Chairs.
I've stood
Lucas only gets chairs at daddy's house.
But I have a chair. I did buy one for me. Just, you know. I want Lucas to know like how much you hurt me, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get a chair. But I did buy myself a chair. You know, because of my back problems.
Can't take it out.
I'm also
kids.
Sarah's mom. Ah. It's a very incestuous.
It's a freaky deaky dynamic.
Listen, but Lucas, what happened with this video?
The video?
Yeah, did it do well?
Yeah, it did great. It did better than the last one. So it's growing exponentially.
Well, we need a third.
I know, I need it to be a trilogy. I'm working on a trilogy. I'm brainstorming. But I don't know a lot about climbing. Yes, exactly. Or Star Wars or other such trilogies.
So what happened in the second one? I'm going to have to watch the second one.
Oh, so basically you've just slept.
They go to bed.
Yeah, they go to bed and it's what happens in the morning.
And, I see.
I bring the lady in question like a mug of tea, but have you seen those mugs where it's like a mug and then it's got like a climbing hold on it, so you have to hold it like that?
Yeah.
So I have one of those
every Christmas. I come within a hair's breadth of buying my brother one of them. You know that point of Christmas buying where you're like, I don't care what I get, I'm just getting something.
Yeah.
That is always, it knows when to arrive into my search algorithms.
I think we've talked about this before. You guys aren't a list family, are you, Sarah?
No. No. We're the opposite of a list family where every single member of my family goes, I don't know. Oh my God. And gives you absolutely no indication. My brother's quite good actually now at saying, can you just, he'll send me a link.
Does he have a house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, that honestly, I think that solves everything.
But like my brother usually wants some kind of outdoorsy equipment.
Okay, well then, I don't even know.
I bought him some walking sandals.
That's mad. Does he have everything he needs for his house? That's crazy.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is.
You don't even know his name.
You don't even know his name. No.
I've got no idea who this man is.
My my sister bought a house today.
Oh, wow.
Wow. In the Amazon Prime Day sales?
Prime Day. Prime Day. She said, what's the Prime discount on this?
30% off.
We don't know what you're referring to. We don't even really use Amazon in the Netherlands.
30% off is a whole room. That's a whole room for free.
That's a room. That's a room.
She bought a house in the Netherlands.
Bought a house in the Netherlands. Really close to where my parents live.
She's committing.
And it's like that thing of like, because she's moving out of Utrecht, which is the city where she's been living and where she went to college and stuff. So it's like, ooh, yeah, you're moving out of the city. That's like big time grown up stuff.
Oh, yeah, that is big time grown up.
Yeah. And my other sister and I have not done that. Nor do I think we'll really do it. I think we'll probably stay in the city.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
No.
The city needs you, Mickey.
The city needs me, Batman. Actually. I'm Batman. Yeah. And the city needs me. The city does not need my sister. She's adding absolutely no value to the city.
She's Robin.
I've often said that to her.
The city asked your sister to leave.
Mm. And it was me, again, as Batman. I asked her to leave. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so great because she's never had a house before. So I was like, this is going to be so great for presents. Because you're always going to need something for your house.
Mm. We just bought a slow cooker.
That's amazing. What are you going to slow cook?
Everything. Everything.
Really?
There's a carrot cake in there now.
Your carrot cake is not in the slow cooker.
No, I did a joke.
Oh, okay.
I bet you could do a carrot cake in a slow cooker.
This is what I mean, is like people, that's like people. Maybe. The other day I was at a gig and a guy was like, yeah, I tried to boil eggs in the in the kettle. And everyone like made fun of him. And I was like, wait, maybe he's a genius. But he wasn't. It didn't turn out well.
So he was serious.
Yeah, he was like, what if it saves time? I was like, I was the only one in the back that was like, this kid's a fucking genius. But everyone else was immediately like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
The boil too hard?
The boil is too hard, so they all broke in the kettle. It actually made a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lucas. It's
a nightmare to clean the kettle.
Yes, he had
How
to buy a new
kettle.
How do you
even clean a kettle? Oh, what? That's terrible.
Honestly, it could not have turned out worse. I was really happy that like I didn't say out loud that I thought that might be a good idea. I mean, I've said it out loud now.
Yeah. Yes. But you've waited a while.
People on the podcast already know I'm an idiot. So there's no need to hide it.
Oh, were you trying to hide it?
Well, not anymore.
One of my favourite pull quotes from one of your reviews in Edinburgh this year was that quote that said, she's an idiot and she knows it.
That's so mean. That's cyberbullying.
It's really funny.
It was really funny. It was basically saying that I could be a smarter, tell it like it is comedian. But I'm an idiot and I know it. That's basically what it was saying.
I screenshotted that line and sent it to Mickey and was like, I love this so much.
And I then every it too.
Every time Mickey did something stupid, I would go back and find that message and then forward it onto her again.
But it does. I felt really seen because I was like, I never want the point to be like the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want the dumb thing to be the thing.
Oh, mission accomplished.
Merci.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's something Louisa said about you, actually. Louisa was like, Vicky's so funny, and she's just really not afraid of looking really stupid.
Oh, God. The more people that say this, the more it becomes like, wait, how often do I look stupid? Wait a second, actually.
Yeah, and I was sat there talking to her in my corset, like, she does look stupid.
Yeah. I was... Because I normally wear this like little skirt suit thing on stage. But in new material gigs, I've been a bit like lax about it. So I've just been going up on stage. But I've been practicing for Sunday, which is like the recording. And then so I've been saying the same joke in different outfits. And I always thought it was a joke that worked because of my outfit. And so it's the joke where I go, I look a bit like as a child, I was forced to play the cello. And I genuinely was like, yeah, because, like, obviously that works because of the suit. And then there were days where I was like, I've dressed pretty cool right now. And then I would do the joke thinking, this is not going to work today. And then people would laugh as loud. Devastating stuff.
Yeah, it's your head and face.
But what does that mean?
Your head and face look like they play the cello.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's in the eyes.
Yeah.
The sadness. I don't know.
It's a great observation.
But the thing about it is like, what if I got like a cool haircut? Is it the haircut?
No. You look like you take father his paper in the study. Do you know what I mean? And he'd give you like a dime for it.
Like people think you're always wearing tweed.
Yeah.
Like even when you're not. Like, no, Mickey usually wears tweed actually.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
But it's good to know if ever something happens to the suit.
Yeah, the vibe's there. There's nothing we can do.
You can't run from that vibe.
You can't run from the vibe.
The cello is in here.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
The cello is inside.
The cello's inside me. It's jammed straight up my butt.
That's your OnlyFans page.
Oh. Oh yeah, I wouldn't show my feet, but a cello jammed up my butt? Obviously. Obviously. Yeah,
that
I've
would get
of photos of that.
A lot of wealthy people paying attention, I think.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's their childhood.
The classical music perverts.
Yeah. What have I done? I don't think I've done much.
I was going to say, this has meandered so much, and I don't think I've heard either of your news.
But, well, I went to a wedding.
That's big news.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Imagine if it was my wedding. No, I went to a wedding. You might know him, of Rob Copland.
Oh, I do.
I know Rob. Oh,
lovely boy.
That's great.
Lovely Rob. And we went to the party. We were not like the main guests.
Did he drink Boddingtons at his wedding?
Oh my God. I think he did.
That made me laugh. The first year that he did that, that made me laugh so much.
So funny.
Rob is a comedian, and he, 2 years ago, was it on Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Tried to drink... How many was it? I've started telling this story and I don't know the information.
It was so many. So he would just... Basically, he set himself a challenge of either seeing how many Boddingtons he could drink or like hitting a specific number.
It was like a Boddington every hour or something.
What is
it? It was
Boddington?
Insane. And he was just kind of like... He was just kind of chronicling... That how this was happening. And it was so so funny. And then
it's an ale, isn't it? It's a.
Oh.
Isn't it like really cheap and gross?
My dad loves Boddingtons.
Oh, really?
Is it a lager or is it an ale? I don't really know.
I'll look it up.
You'll know that it's in the yellow tin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's he drank 15.
Oh my god,
that's so many
bottles.
So many, and you for anyone that
cans
doesn't,
like big can pint cans.
Pints, yes, and he's a small guy. He's basically like your size, Sarah.
Yeah. And there's an article in the Mirror about it. Man live tweets attempt to down 15 pints of Boddington to break Boxing Day record. And then the photo that they've used of him is
I have seen this. That's so funny.
It's so stupid.
That's so funny. Anyway, he got married. So there's a lot of hope for everyone out there.
Yeah. If that guy found someone...
Boddington's such a funny word. I think that's why it works so well.
It is funny. Such 15 pints of Boddington.
It sounds like a town, like outside of.
Yeah. I think I just googled Boddington, and Boddington is a civil parish in West Northamptonshire.
There we go.
And Boddington's brewery is in Manchester. And Boddington's it's an ale. It is an ale. I knew it's a bitter.
Oh my god, he drank 15 pints of bitter?
Yeah.
Legend.
Jesus.
Absolute legend.
Well, I wanted to say was he had games at his wedding. He had toad in the hole, is that what it's called?
Oh, is it the food?
Okay, so that's not what it's called.
It could be like a game.
It's like where you throw little sandbags into a hole.
Cornhole. So what you've done is you've mixed up another food with a hole based word.
Yes, cornhole.
Toad in the hole is sausage and mash, isn't it?
Yeah, and also I was throwing live toads in as well. And, all the wedding guests were like, where have you found these?
Did you bring your own toads?
I said, yeah, you bring toads to the wedding. It's a Dutch custom.
Said on the invite, BYOT.
Yeah. So me and my toads. So I played that. I had never played that before. That was really fun.
It sounds great.
And they also had beer pong.
Beer pong.
Beer pong.
Good game. Don't you mean
beer
toad pong,
pong, Sarah?
Toad pong.
toad in the pong.
Toad in the pong.
Beer pong. Like the American like.
Game, yeah, yeah. No, I'm being. Oh. It's a comedy show, Mickey.
Not for me. I mean, this is a deadly serious recap of our lives.
Every podcast is a learning experience, so you're like, oh god.
I've learned so much.
It's penis-tration again.
Okay, don't remember everything stupid I've said. Okay?
That was a highlight,
though. Forget
I don't think I can never
have
forget
it go over
that.
Your
Anytime
head.
I'll hear penetration, I'll think of you now.
Oh my god.
Anytime I think
Anytime
of penetration.
You hear penetration.
Hear penetration, not think about it.
Oh my god.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So we did that. And then that was really fun. And then we had a big dance. And they did a countdown to like their favorite song of like all their favorite songs. And I was like, wow, that would be so difficult because Patrick and I don't like any of the same songs.
I can really see your life mapped out where, like, eventually you and Patrick will just eat dinner in different rooms, listening to different music.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, yeah, just having, like, the time of our lives.
What do you have in common with him?
We like the same comedy.
Oh, take a day off, man.
So you can never watch comedy and eat something at the same time and enjoy it and eat the same thing.
You'd have to eat different things.
Eat different things, watch the same comedy show.
We like some shows. We both like, and here's how in my 30s I am, we both like Bake Off.
Brilliant.
And Grand Designs.
Mm.
Excellent.
And Taskmaster.
Yeah, that's a comedy show, isn't it?
Okay, but Bake Off and Grand Designs aren't. Bake Off definitely isn't. I don't care what the presenters do in their normal lives. It's the worst comedy you've ever seen in your life. I don't know why they keep doing skits at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. The skits at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
got real
worse, because Mel and Sue used to be very funny.
No. Melon Sue used to be funny compared to now.
I think they were funny.
No,
I miss the,
they would go to
like the educational bits.
Yeah, they would go somewhere and then teach.
Oh my god, that was my favorite bit.
They were so good, those bits.
They were great.
That was amazing. They it was like Wikipedia on your TV. What's that called?
A documentary. Oh, a documentary.
Telly Wikipedia.
I love this show. It's like Wikipedia on your TV.
I found this thing the other day where somebody'd like transcribed Wikipedia onto the pages of something.
It's amazing. If anyone has any good TV Wikipedia that you would recommend, like, you know. But that was, it was so good, and it was so interesting. Like, I remember like facts from those seasons. They were wicked.
Really good. And then then it moved from BBC to Channel 4, and they were like, let's get rid of the intellectual stuff.
We hate learning.
Yeah, because they don't have any need to be... Yeah, they don't have any need to be educational.
No.
Here's my pitch, Channel 4. I assume you're listening. Get rid of the skit. Put the documentary back in.
But get rid of the skit. Hard launch with a documentary. And then... Because then Mickey can just stop watching after that. After that point,
I'm still watching it, waiting for the bit where they do the Wikipedia.
They should put a feature in that skip to the nerd stuff, like skip intro.
No, I
skip baking.
Did I tell you guys about this? We do the Bake Off and we pick teams.
Wait, what?
So Patrick and I, we watch it, and in the first episode. I recommend this, by the way. You can do this now if you haven't done it yet.
So it's
the
like
first episode, we watched the first challenge. What was that, Lucas?
It's like Fantasy League, but for Bake Off. So when guys pick their dream football teams.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do it.
So the first episode we watched, like, you can start now. We watched the first challenge, and only the first ones, only the first signature. We pick, so it's like 6 and 6, and then we do points. So if your person wins technical, you get 1 point. If they win the end, you get 3 points. If they get a handshake, it's 2.
You're gonna have to write this all out and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, this is a good
do you think
game.
It's so good,
the rules of the Bake Off game.
It's so good. We've done it for years, and it like makes it so good. So I'm getting absolutely like murdered this season. And I got to pick first because I won the, like, jerk-off. I'm doing a jerk-off motion. But we did, like...
You won the jerk-off competition.
We did rock, paper... You do rock, paper, scissors before we get to, start. Sorry, but I was doing the rock motion into the camera, but it really looked like a jerk-off motion.
Yeah.
What? But, we do rock, paper, scissors for the beginning, so I had first pick.
I love jerk-off competition as a way of deciding something, by the way.
Nobody wins.
Whoever comes second gets to choose first.
I think that's just
that like
all
the most
boys
private
school
activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before English class, actually.
Actually, everyone jokes on a cookie or something. Whatever the mad thing is.
Yeah.
On a cookie.
Yeah.
But guys, I really recommend you do this.
That sounds great.
It's great. I mean, I've lost 3 of my players already, and Patrick has lost 0. But still, it's real fun.
Sounds so fun. Yeah. But anything could change. It's all to play for. We're so early on.
Oh, like points wise, we're even. But just I just picked some like weak players in the beginning.
We're gonna have to do it out of a hat, I think, because we've got too much knowledge about who's good.
No, but you pick one at a time. There's many people that are good.
Like PE.
Yeah, so it's like you pick the first person. You know who's like the top bakers by now. So you pick the first person, then she goes, and then you just go to like the stragglers.
And this is what I'm going to do immediately after this. I'm going to tell her straight away.
Please tell me what your teams are as well. Like, please send me your teams.
We'll do. Can you send me the information about the point system? Listen, we can talk about this when we're not podcasting.
Oh, okay. You don't think this is good for the whole world?
I think the logistics of what we're going to text about after the episode.
Mickey's going to start her own booking, like bookie company where you like take bets.
Yeah. I would do it, you know, guys. If anyone's interested, I would totally start this.
I'd be interesting.
I'd be interested. Please, if you're watching Bake Off, tell me now who'd be your first pick.
Oh, I'm undoing my corset for a little while, guys. I'm letting loose. Yeah, I can take it off. I can take it off for a little while. I have to wear it for most of
the time. Or is it like, you know, you're not really supposed to do that, like when we had braces when we were kids. I had those outside braces and you were not supposed to take those off, and I took them off immediately when I got to school.
Really?
Yeah, the ones that go outside your face.
Oh, those ones. Oh, I didn't even know those.
What?
Were, I thought those were just in American you movies had to show who was a nerd.
I had them. No.
Yeah, I thought they were cartoons.
Me, buddy. No, I had them.
The ones that go outside your face.
Yeah, and some people had... So I just had the one that went, like around your face, sort of horizontally.
Oh, no. But I've been podcasting with a Poindexter for, like, a year and a half.
But some people had the ones that, would like, went over your head that were, like, a little headgear.
Like a helmet.
Like a helmet.
That's terrible.
We didn't have them. I just had braces, train track braces.
Yeah, so it was on top of the train track braces.
That's absolutely brutal.
It was double whammy, and I took those off immediately when I got to school.
So you could just detach them?
Yeah, you could take them out. But wow. You were supposed to ride them all day, and I was just like, there's no way.
Do you have a photograph of you with this on?
Oh, maybe I can find... I'll ask my mum. Maybe I can find one. But
I
will say... I
want to know if anybody listening ever had to wear one of these. Because I don't think this was a thing in this country.
Yeah.
But I will say that I was desperately unpopular anyway. So I don't really know why I didn't just go for it.
Commit to it.
Commit to it.
I think I know why.
Why?
It would have been worse.
Interesting. Wait, actually, I think my mum gave me my okay, I'm gonna find the photo right now.
Keep Did you chatting. Have braces, Lucas?
No. I wasn't a nerd.
Never?
No, never.
You were blessed with perfect teeth.
They're alright. I just never had them. My mum was like, they're a dentist will give them to you because they make money off them, apparently.
Really? So,
yeah. Apparently, my mum—I have no idea. My mum was a bit nuts, so she probably
conspiracy theorist. Yeah, sounds like
she was a dentist conspiracy theorist specifically.
Yeah, it's big dental. It goes all the way to the top.
The tooth fairy's involved in it as well. It's a big operation scam.
They're putting 4G in your teeth.
But no, I didn't.
I love that Mickey's gone off to find this photograph, and she's gone off the screen, and I could just hear like so much like bashing around.
She's found the headgear. She's thrown it across the side of the room. She's so excited as well to show us the lamest picture of anyone that has ever been taken.
I just love that it's a hard copy picture, because where has she gone?
That means it was on display at some point, like it was in the family home. Like people would come.
She's
around
going
and
straight.
Look at it.
She's going straight to the mantelpiece.
This is going right above the fireplace.
It's Patrick's side of the bed.
He rolls over in the middle of the night and sees it.
This is a picture of Mickey as a child wearing a full headpiece.
And she's won first place in the science contest with her volcano of the thing they make. I don't know.
Okay, I don't think you'll be able to see it, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh.
But I found one.
We didn't make fun of you
I
at all.
I found one, but I don't think you'll be able to see it because it's really small.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Wait, come a bit closer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can see it. This is so good. Are you
are you
holding
wearing?
A bat?
Yeah, what am I holding?
It's an axe. What the heck?
You're warding off all the boys.
Why are you holding an axe?
Yeah, but
Scaring
that's it.
All your
Look
suitors.
At that. Look at that absolute dog.
No! Why are you holding an axe?
Because my mum was making me wear my braces.
Okay, you got to put that on Instagram as well. This is so
that's
stupid.
Great.
That's great. I'll put it on Instagram.
That's the most ridiculous picture I've ever seen.
What's on your t-shirt as well?
The axe is bigger than you. I feel like we haven't really addressed the axe enough.
Benetton.
What does that mean?
I think.
Isn't that a brand, Benetton?
I don't know. That's, and you're smiling so wide.
I'm so red. Why am I so red?
She's so red. Bright red in the face. Grinning from ear to ear with this brace on. Holding the biggest axe you've ever seen in your life. Presumably. But
just imagine bullying this girl. Impossible.
Are you covered in blood? Is that... Crazy.
I can't believe I found that. I'll put it online for sure.
Do you want to see the only soft cotton t-shirt that is comfortable underneath? I just remembered what t-shirt I have on underneath all of this.
So for the listener, this is the second time that Sarah has insisted on taking their clothes off.
This is my life now. I've just remembered what it is.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. It's Louisa's t-shirt. I should stress this, by the way.
Yeah, already making an excuse.
Gosh, they can't hear us.
Did you see it?
There's been so much show and tell at this podcast. So we're going to have to do some screenshots, Lucas, I think, of all the things.
It says, I love cowgirls.
That is so funny. Why does Louisa have that?
She loves cowgirls.
She loves cowgirls.
She loves cowgirls. But it's such a... It's a soft little... It's so soft.
Yeah, you need to get those Uniqlo ones. The really tight-fitting ones.
I do. What, the Aerism ones?
Yeah, the ones that are really, really soft but tight.
I should get them. I think I have one of them, actually.
Yeah, they're really nice. And I think they have, like... They have a short sleeve ones of those as well.
Great.
What is this podcast for, if not...
I've taken...
Me telling you where to shop.
I've taken almost all of my clothes off. I'm so warm.
I feel bad.
Axe murderer picture of Mickey really sent me over the edge as well.
That was crazy.
So got you hot and bothered, did it? I am so confused about why I had an axe, and also the context of where these were taken really doesn't explain it.
You can't get any other information.
It's just, it was in this like thing. It was in like a little like photo thing that I got from the girl that used to be my pen pal. That's us together there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So the one with the axe was in there. So I found that and I was like, perfect, there we go. But I don't know why.
Do you think the axe has anything to do with why she used to be your pen pal?
Interesting question.
Where is this girl right now?
Her name is. She's not dead. I haven't promoted her. Her name is V-Skypers.
This is going to be on a YouTube channel one day going, murderer accidentally slips up and confesses to crime.
I don't know. Because the rest of them are just like, well, the photo of her is taken by a Shell station, like a Shell petrol station. And then the photo of us together is just us eating some fries. So those are the clues.
So it's her in front of a Shell station, you guys eating fries, and then you're holding an axe.
Yeah. It's also, maybe it's sequential, because if you go left to right, the me with the axe is the last one.
It sounds like
maybe it's like someone sent that to me being like, I know what you did.
Yeah.
It sounds like the blurbs you'd read on the back of like a murder mystery novel, like a Shell garage, an axe, and a plate of fries. Mickey over my coat with braces.
What
when pen pals get violent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the story of this. I'm glad that you guys are appreciating it.
Yeah, we really are. Yeah. Who knew? A little conversation about dental work would crack this case wide open.
You know what I'm going to do with this photo? I'm going to put it in my scanner and I'm going to scan it.
Is it cut? Is part of the cut photo cut off?
Yes. To fit in the frame.
So there's a corpse.
Not because she used to be...
in the corner.
Oh also,
there was a picture of you next to a body, and you were like, "Oh, can't have that lying around." But also, it is a nice one of me.
But if it is like that, and she's dead next to me in this picture, who took this picture? Who took it?
That was an accomplice.
My accomplice. When I was 13. Or 12 or whatever.
And you would have had to get the pictures developed.
I don't even know how old I am here. Does anyone want to venture a guess of how old I am here?
You're usually say, like 12, 13 when you get braces, right?
Yeah, but I really hope I didn't look like that when I was 13, because otherwise I would bully me.
I think you look about 8 or 9.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think I look about 8.
Yeah.
Mad. Mad.
That's really funny stuff. Well, what this else? Has been a treat. How long have we been going? We should probably wrap up this public episode and do a little Patreon one.
Oh, yeah, we've done an hour and 10.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, this is too much.
On the Patreon, I'll tell you about how I murdered her.
So sign up for that. If there are any cops listening, you gotta sign up.
You gotta sign up if you want to solve the crime.
You want to solve the crime. £3 a month.
That's nothing to solve a crime.
That's nothing.
No.
Come on, lads.
Good.
And you spend a bit more, you get a mug.
And if you don't spend a bit more, you are a mug.
Oh. That's the tagline for our Patreon.
All right, let's do it.
Get a mug or be a mug.
Let's say goodbye.
You decide.
I hope everybody enjoyed this second catch-up episode. At some point, we'll have guests again. Is anyone interested in that? Let us know.
We're putting the recordings. We're putting the recordings on Patreon now of these online episodes, so you can see me progressively getting sweatier and sweatier throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, if you want Sarah to take their clothes off, and if you want my hair to be slowly drying and getting worse over the course of this.
Lucas
looking
is getting
real bad now.
Blurrier and blurrier on my end.
Yeah.
Am I? Oh, yeah. No. That's just my face. It just
does
that.
Will you sign
that.
Up for that?
When you're in distress.
So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I don't have anything to plug. Does anyone have a plug?
No.
No. Well, Sarah, you're not gigging, so that would be.
Not gigging.
Okay. Well, great. Then that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and you'll hear us next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.